From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. The University of Missouri Athletic Department has apologized and removed a tweet after receiving complaints that it was racially insensitive. The original post showed a graphic with four photos under the words, "I am." At issue is that the white athletes described their career aspirations in the graphic. Meanwhile, the quotes attributed to a black athlete and athletics employee were about race. Local contractors are set to begin construction of a part of the Shepherd to Rollins Trail in Columbia that goes through a highly debated piece of land. A local nonprofit, It's Our Wild Nature, owns the Wilderness Sanctuary and Natural School, but the City of Columbia acquired easements for the land last year to build a bike path for the Shepherd to Rollins Trail project. Sutu Forte, a member of It's Our Wild Nature, says this piece of land and its ecosystem are too important to bulldoze.
There has to be so much destruction to old growth forest. And when I say old growth, I'm talking about trees that are anywhere from 75 to 150 years old.
Forte says the city having a bike path through the area is necessary to reconnect downtown and East Campus. They discussed building what they called a reasonable bike path, but Sutu says even that would destroy the purpose of keeping the sanctuary wild. The city says it is making efforts to preserve the land throughout construction and to put renewable resources back once construction is finished. Construction will begin November 4th. A congresswoman from the Missouri Ozarks was one of several Republican House members who disrupted impeachment inquiry proceedings in a secure area of the Capitol building Wednesday in Washington, D.C. Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler of Missouri's 4th District says she wants House Democrats to provide more transparency in the investigation of President Donald Trump's political dealings in Ukraine.
They want to continue America on this terrible road for impeaching our president for something that he hasn't even been indicted on or found guilty of.
A spokesman for Hartzler's office said the congresswoman did not take her recording device into the secure area like some lawmakers. That area of the Capitol prohibits cameras and other recording devices for security purposes. Republicans on those committees may sit in and listen to interviews, but Hartzler said it's not enough, and that the lack of transparency is leading to a lopsided story for the American people. Officials at a St. Louis health center that serves needy, uninsured residents say a cyber attack has caused a data breach that potentially affected 152,000 people. The Betty Jean Kerr People's Health Center said earlier today that the attack involved patient information such as addresses and social security numbers, but no patient medical records. CEO Dwayne Butler says there is no way to know if the information has been viewed or accessed by the attacker. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.